listening to Radio Havana Cuban News for this Tuesday broadcast. I'm Langston Wright. In news related to our previous story, Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak has asserted that Arabs in the Middle East hate the United States more than ever following the invasion of Iraq and Israel's assassination of two Hamas leaders. In an interview with the French newspaper Le Monde, published Tuesday in Paris, Mubarak, who visited the United States last week, said that Washington's actions had caused despair, frustration, and a sense of injustice in the Arab world. What's more, he said, Arabs see Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon acting as he pleases and assassinating people who don't have the planes and helicopters he has, while the Americans say nothing. The Egyptian president said the despair and feeling of injustice are not going to be limited to the Middle East alone, that American and Israeli interests will not be safe anywhere in the world. Meanwhile, Palestinian President Yasser Arafat has rejected Israel's plan to quit the Gaza Strip as a sham that would turn it into a big prison. Welcome to the possibility of Israeli soldiers and settlers leaving the coastal strip, despite suspicions that the Gaza withdrawal plan was an Israeli ruse to strengthen its hold on the West Bank. But after studying the details of the initiative, including Israel's intention to control Gaza's borders, airspace, and coastal waters, Arafat and the Palestinian leadership issued a statement slamming the plan as unacceptable. The statement charged the Sharon's plan prejudices all final status issues and contravenes international resolutions and international laws. A new book on White House planning of the Iraq invasion has the George Bush administration back on the defensive. Administration officials are lining up to deny assertions in the book Plan of Attack by Bob Woodward that they secretly diverted hundreds of millions of dollars intended for the effort to prevent terrorism in 2002 to prepare for the war in Iraq. Democrats, in response to the assertions, questioned whether the administration had violated at a minimum the laws providing money for battling terrorists after the September 11 attacks. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi said the allegation that money was diverted, if proven, would illustrate a pattern on the part of the administration of failing to deal openly with Congress. Representative David Obey, the top Democrat on the House Appropriations Committee, said the administration owes Congress a full, detailed, and immediate accounting. Democratic Representative Ellen Tosher, a member of the House Armed Services Committee, demanded an investigation, calling it deeply irresponsible of the White House to secretly reprogram funds allocated by Congress. The staffs of Republican and Democratic members of the House and Senate Appropriations Committees scrambled over records to determine whether the administration had shifted money that had been allocated for the war in Afghanistan, whether it was required to notify Congress, and if so, whether it had done so. Plan of Attack also opened controversy on another front. Democrats are asking Bush to explain Woodward's assertion that the administration reached an agreement with authorities in Saudi Arabia that would lower oil prices in advance of the 2004 presidential election. Accusing the president of having a sweetheart relationship with Saudi Arabia, Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry on Monday described the allegation as disgusting. Woodward's accusations are said to pack extra punch because of soaring gasoline prices across the nation that are at an all-time high. Those are Radio Havana Cuba's top stories for this Tuesday, April 20th. Once again, R8C's headlines. U.S. occupation forces move closer to sealing deals to end standoffs in Iraqi cities Fallujah and Najaf. And Jordanian King Abdullah II cancels meeting with U.S. President George Bush, citing doubts over Washington's commitment to Middle East peace process. From our studios